Remembrance is our main topic. When we are successful in remembrance, then we become successful in all fields of life. Whose remembrance is easy, their life becomes easy and their problems can be easily solved. I remember Baba's elevated version, one who is an easy yogi can become the masters of this universe. Just pay your attention in today's murli. Even if you look at others, Baba said that your intellect should be with Baba. When you have a conversation with others, your intellect goes in that way and also looks at others and goes in their physical too. But your intellect should be with Baba. For that, you require practice. And you should be liberated from a lot of things. I don't think today commentary and class will be possible. Today, can I do just one? Just class. It's Baba's elevated version that your main practice should be to stabilize your intellect. The one who is a good tapasvi, just listen, pay attention to this. Our intellect should be stable. Our intellect is our third eye of wisdom. And this intellect should be stable in Baba's embodiment of Baba, power, and all should be stabilized in your form of point of light. Baba taught us 3 days back, when you practice just one thing, your intellect can become bored, but you have to stabilize your mind in different forms. I would like to say something for the gathering, which is Baba's elevated version. When the whole of the gathering remains stable in one stage, then the vibration becomes more powerful and it spreads in the 4 directions. Just pay attention on this. That's why it's doing commentary yoga is important, because some people do yoga in one way, the other in other way, but just doing commentary yoga, just give one sentence and then give one thought and then stabilizing your mind on one thought is important. Suppose 100 brothers and sisters, stabilize your mind on one thought, then your vibration will spread throughout the world in a much faster pace, and this will contribute a lot towards the world transformation. So everyone just remember this. The second thing is, I told about stabilizing your mind. I would like to add one more thing. You can experience wonderful thing through this experience. Baba mentioned about 2 things. One is through the service of mind. And after some time, Baba said to do service through vibrations. I thought that these two were the same, because through the mind, the vibration spreads. But after reading Baba's murlis in depth, I understood. You must have read in Baba's reason murli that whatever the souls that meet you throughout the day, from morning till evening, give them the thought. After that, Baba said, you are the ancestor souls. Early morning, just go around the gold. This is a big thing. You can do service through the mind in this way. I'm saying this in short. If you can do, you can do it to one person, your family, or towards the town. You can do it by stabilizing yourself in the form of angel. In your angelic form, you consider yourself above the globe and give beautiful thoughts to that person or family or to the whole globe, because your thought will reach everyone, because you are ancestor soul and you are the world benefactor soul, because your every thought will transform this world. Suppose, for example, nowadays one thing is increasing in a much more faster pace in the world today, that is suicide. If you got to know that one person is really depressed and upset with their life and is considering suicide, because nowadays these things have increased in people's lives. If a problem comes in a person's life, they think of consider to view suicide. They do not realize that suicide can cause much more problems. Give the thought that this life is much more valuable. One person told me that I lost my job and I have 3 daughters and a wife. We do not have food at home. Definitely, this is a big problem for that family. And that person said, I want to die. People think that this is a shortcut. I taught him something you all must be knowing. Then I told him that if you die, what will happen to all the 4 ladies? They will be in sorrow throughout their life. That person said, I did not think about this. The daughters were really young, 7 to 8 years. Give the thought that you are intelligent soul. You can consider some other path. Try to build something, try to create something. Meet 10-20 people and then prepare something at home and then start selling that. Your intellect will be busy. You say it through your words, but you can say it through the thoughts to other souls too, and these thoughts reach other souls, because you are world benefactor souls and your thoughts will have a deep impact on others. This is Baba's elevated version. You all must have listened to these words, but you should go into the subtle aspect of this. Baba said, if you have deep feelings of world benefaction inside, then definitely, automatically through you, world transformation and benefaction will happen on its own. This deep feeling of helping others to be free from disease, free from fear, these sort of feelings and thoughts, you should spread in all directions. Definitely this will reach others and your intellect will also become steady. You can try and practice this. Once intellect will be stabilized, only who has cleaned their intellect will become stabilized easily. Because nowadays, intellect is full of dirt. The one whose intellect is full of waste and dirt, they won't be able to stabilize their intellect. You have a wonderful opportunity in front of you. Lot of time is over. I am seeing few brothers here. They have spent a lot of time here in the yajna. People come and ask me, won't Baba come again? I say, no. Everyone knows that Baba won't come again. They say that, I just came in Gyan now. Baba won't come again, and they start crying. Did I do so much sin? Why is Baba not meeting me? I say that things will be better because you also have a wonderful fortune. I remember in this hall, 25,000 people used to sit in this hall, and vibration from the God Himself spread in all the direction. There was pin drop silence. We have seen this thousands of times in this hall. Now we are going through a wonderful time, and this is a wonderful time. It's a time to prepare for our future. We have to do wonderful things in the future. Just remember this. There will be a lot of people that will be coming to you. They will just tell you to give a little vision or drishti. They must be in their last phase of that life. They will ask you to keep your hand on their forehead or just feed few drops of water, and their life will transform. All the souls will start to go above to Purandam. The play will change. I'm telling you this because you have to understand the value of this time. The one who understands the value of the time should do one important task, that is to clear the intellect from waste and dirt. There is already a lot of waste and dirt in your intellect from the past birth. Now you have to fill your intellect with those version which Baba has given you. You have to fill your intellect with godly version and that of purity, that of blessing from Baba. And the topic that is given is Baba in your heart casket. Baba wants to remain in your heart casket. Will you fill your heart with dirt and waste, or will you fill your heart with jewels of knowledge? If you fill your heart with jewels of knowledge, your intellect will stabilize on its own, and you will be able to stabilize your intellect on Baba. Now for just 1 minute, just stabilize your intellect only on Baba's form. Just remember only that and nothing else. And this will be a beautiful time. This 1 minute will be really beautiful. Increase the time from 3 minutes to 3 minutes, 5 minutes. Just remember, you are the knowledge, the son of knowledge, and from above, the knowledge, rays of knowledge is falling on you. There's one beautiful song these days. I keep looking at you and you keep looking at me. There's one version that the son of knowledge, you are filling me with rays of purity. To stabilize yourself with this feeling, and this 3 minute will be full of blessing and full of beautiful happy feelings. When the rays comes from Baba, just feel that all the treasures and virtue is filling inside you. Now, today I'll give you a deep point to chant. This only you can do. This you cannot do by others telling you. You have to do it on your own. You will have to make your 84 birds elevated for that. This is a big challenge. If you want to make your 84 births successful, full of wealth, and full all in through your 84 births, you get wonderful family, and you get such a wonderful life throughout 84 births. For that, you have to clean your intellect. Do not go in that person, this person, this person did that and this to me. Do not fill your intellect with such dirt. Do not fill your intellect with ego, arrogance and me and mine. Do not fill your intellect with the weakness of others, what others did to you. If you keep that inside, you have to understand the secret. You have filled your intellect with the weakness. These weakness will come out through the last time, in the last time. So all these things should be removed from inside. If Baba says, if you say, take me with you, Baba, but these things will be so heavy inside, it will not allow you to fly. The weakness is of others, the dirt is of others, but you have filled it inside. Suppose a mother has cleaned her home and has kept the waste basket outside. Suppose other person saw the waste basket and kept it safe in his home. Will someone do like that? But people like you, one who is knowledgeable, is keeping such thing in their intellect. You are keeping others' waste in your intellect, because if you do that, Baba will run away from your intellect, because Baba is so pure. He needs such a place which is very pure. The heart is also called as intellect. Heart is not a physical heart. To keep Baba in your heart or intellect, in order to fill your intellect with blessing, you have to cleanse your intellect. For 3 minutes, you have to stabilize yourself in just one thought. I am the son of knowledge. From me, the rays of knowledge is spreading in all directions. The son of knowledge, Shiv Baba, is above me, few distance from my head, and from him, the powerful rays is constantly falling on me. Om Shanti.
Practice.
Practice makes a man perfect. In other words, practice will make everything easy. Mothers, when they start to prepare roti, it's through practice that they become expert. To stabilize yourself on the soul conscious stage, you have to increase this practice. The second easy concentration practice is that of being an angel. You can do it like this. Imagine your angelic form in front of you. When you become complete angel, you have to visualize and imagine that you will be like this when you're complete. And in the forehead, the soul is sparkling, and from all your body, the rays are sparkling. Just look at that angelic form for just 1 minute. If you can concentrate on that angelic form or on your soul conscious form, then different kinds of thoughts will merge in that and get destroyed. And all your past will get destroyed in this practice. This incorporeal practice is that practice when all your past will get merged in that practice and will get destroyed on its own. Because there are a lot of problems in this world that's because of the past of a person. The memories of the past is not allowing the person to become happy. They keep on thinking, this person did that to me, I did that thing wrong, I did that mistake, this person did not understand me, this person had hurt me. So there are a lot of guilt, there are shame, lot of things in people. So if you practice this, all these things will go away. It's Baba's elevated version. Through elevated thoughts, past thoughts and memories will get merged. This is Avyakt Bhaktada's version. Through elevated version, all your past thoughts and memories will get merged. If you practice your 5-form drill, in that there is soul conscious stage, angelic stage, deity stage, worthy worship stage, Brahman stage, and 6th, Baba. Stabilize yourself in Baba's stage. If you practice this stage, it becomes easy to stabilize yourself in Baba's stage. And all Baba's energy, purity, bliss, peace starts to emerge inside you. This is a wonderful experience. You all have experienced. There's no such experience as meeting with God. If you become the embodiment of this form, then this happiness will be a great treasure in your life. Now, once again, stabilize yourself and concentrate yourself. At this time, you will stabilize only on Shiv Baba Mahajyoti. In the land of peace, Parandam, he is shining in the land of Parandam, land of peace. Baba's rays of powers is spreading in all directions. Create this beautiful thoughts. Almighty authority is mine. Almighty's all powers are mine. I am near him. I am filling myself with all His powers.
Om Shanti.